Hello, everybody. Welcome to your practice. And really welcome yourself. Prepare, get ready in any way that makes sense. Maybe you dim the lights, grab a drink of water. Maybe you coat the lips with some lip chap, grab extra props, take off some layers, add some layers, bathroom break, shimmy, jumping jack, run on the spot, dance it out, break. Take your time to eventually lay down, rest down on your back with the head, the backs of your knees, and any other part of the body that you need fully supported, covered, cocooned, so that you can remain in this position, whatever that is, comfortably and effortlessly for the rest of the practice. And find a comfortable position for your hands, either resting them on the floor, palms up or down, maybe hands rest on the low belly or on top of the ribs. Of course, if you feel that you might get cold or would just feel safer, more snug, feel free to cover yourself with a blanket, your eyes as well. Take these few moments, as many as you need, to make any and all adjustments, wiggles, squiggles to your body, your props, your clothing, your space, so that you can be completely comfortable, warm, and supported. When you're ready, take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Big, unhurried exhale through the mouth. Let go of the day thus far. Cut ties, release. Yes. Again, through the nose, fill low belly, mid belly, ribs, fill chest. Keep going to the top. And through the mouth, sigh it out. Shed, release, detach. Just let it go. Last one, through the nose, fill up, expand out, nourish every cell, hold at the top, maybe one more sip or sniff, in and up, hold, notice this experience, notice any areas of grip, of clinging, of tension, of tight. Through the mouth, audible, intentional exhale. Let it all go. Breathe normally. During this practice, we float in and out of the hypnagogic state, that place between wakefulness and asleep. And think of my voice as an anchor to keep you relaxed and still in the present moment. So if the mind becomes overactive with thoughts, just continue listening with your full attention as best you can. If you do feel yourself drifting, return to the sound of my voice, the instructions being given, when you're ready. You cannot, you already know, cannot get it wrong. We are going to talk a little bit about, dive a little bit into the doshas, or the layers of ourselves. And the Vata dosha is the layer that controls movement, both in the body and in the mind. So physical activity, emotional expression, cognition of ideas. Today's practice is one to balance, to harmonize, recalibrate the Vata dosha, the dosha of movement in body, mind, emotions, etc. When this Vata dosha or layer of self is out of balance, this can create feelings of anxiety, restlessness, feeling fidgety, unable to stop or slow down. So you might find yourself rushing around, even aimlessly, right? Absent-mindedly forgetting things, even getting lost. However, when the Vata dosha is balanced, you are able to find balance. You're able to problem solve. You are sensitive to your own needs, to others' emotional states. Your intuition is strong. It's good for relationships. It's a very balanced state, right? Mind fully moving instead of mindlessly moving. So again, when that Vata dosha is a little out of balance, there's said to be excessive wind in the body. So we're going to try to de-wind. We're going to warm up that excessive wind to create long-lasting balance through the body, the mind, the entire system. Yeah? All right. So, speaking of wind, let's begin to notice your natural breath. The deep, possibly natural, unhurried, unchanged, untouched, spontaneous breath. And direct your awareness a little more pointed to the breath in your lower belly. Just feeling your navel rise with each inhalation and fall with each exhalation. The breathing is natural, automatic, without any effort. And notice you're breathing through both nostrils at the same time. Sensing the inhale through both nostrils. And the exhale through both. Now, could you begin to imagine that you're only inhaling through the right nostril? So focus on the feeling of inhaling through the right nostril and then exhale through the left. Stay with this. Inhale right, exhale left. Only breathing in through the right nostril. Only breathing out through the left. Inhale right, exhale left. Continue in this way. The right side corresponds to the sun, so that active warming energy in the body. The left side corresponds to the moon, a receptive, passive, cooling energy. Inhale right, exhale left, warming and grounding the Vata dosha. A few more breaths in this way. Inhale right, warm active sun, exhale left. receptive, cool moon. Now, at this time, formulate your sankalpa, or your intention for the practice. A short positive statement in simple language beginning with I. And state this wish for yourself as if it were already true. Believe in it 1,000%. A seed for transformation in your life. Repeating it 3 times silently with feeling now. And now the rotation of consciousness. You will move your awareness from part to part, different parts of the physical body, as soon as you hear them named. You can say, repeat the name of the part to yourself after me, and notice the sensations, the movement from one part to the next. Remain aware without concentrating too intensely. We begin this rotation on the right side. Bring and pool all of your awareness into your right hand thumb, right second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side chest, waist, hip, groin, right buttock, right thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the right foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Now feel the left hand thumb, second finger, third, fourth, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left side of the chest, waist, hip, left groin, left buttock, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the left foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Slide your awareness to the top of the head. Feel the forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left eyebrow, middle of the eyebrows, right eye, left eye, right cheek, left cheek, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, the entire nose, the upper lip, lower lip, chin, jaw, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right chest, left chest, the center of your chest, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, right hip, left hip, right groin, left groin, the pelvic floor, tailbone, sacrum, right buttock, left buttock, the entire spine, bottom, through top, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the curve of back of neck, the back of the head, skull is heavy, crown of the head once again, the top of the head. Now, taking the body in parts, could you feel the whole right arm, the whole left arm, the whole right leg, whole left leg, the entire torso, the neck, the face, the head, both arms, both legs, torso, head, neck, and face, whole body together, the whole body. Feel your entire body. There is a part of you that is awake, hearing the sound of my voice. And just as you moved your physical awareness from place to place in your body, you will now move your experience of these matched pairs of opposites. Remember, you are only creating these experiences in the mind, in the body. You are not the experiences themselves. Imagine now being cold, shivering from the icy chill in the air, like being caught outside after sunset in the winter with no jacket. Your hands and feet feel cold. Your face feels cold. A deep chill permeates deeper into your body. Remember the experience of being icy, shivering cold. And then the opposite. Remember being hot. Remember feeling sweat breaking out all over your body, the thick air around you feeling warmer and warmer. Your body feels expanded from this additional energy, a deep heat, deep hot. Remember being warm. Every pore sweating, hot. Next, imagine movement in your body. Constantly fidgeting fingers and toes because they cannot be still even for a moment. Even your eyes darting around, the mind racing, moving place to place quickly and as hurried as a hummingbird. Even when you are at rest, there's this internal tug to move the body. Feel the sensations of movement. Now shift your awareness to stillness, a deep, calm quiet. Settles over you. Ease and comfort settles into the limbs. There is no need to move any part of your body. All nervous, fidgety energy has disappeared, completely dissolved, dissipated, and you feel a deep, calm stillness. Next, imagine being confused. Your mind, an unpredicted whirlwind of thoughts, emotions, and turmoil. You can't seem to make any clear decision or find a direction. Feel uncertain. Feel confusion. Then move your awareness to the opposite. Focused. Your mind is clear, calm, and uncluttered. Emotions are grounded. You see a clear path forward and know that your intuition can be trusted. You feel focused. Now imagine feeling anxious. You feel apprehensive, nervous, maybe for no apparent reason. Try not to concentrate on the source of this unidentified stress or anxiety. Just notice how it affects your mind and your body. Remember feeling anxious. Then move your awareness to the opposite feeling, one of calm, being relaxed, completely at ease, no reason to worry. Your mind is clear, your emotions are stable, you feel calm, deeply relaxed. Now, from this calm, deeply relaxed, tuned in, tapped in space, begin to look and gaze deeply into the dark space in front of closed eyes and imagine before you a vast mental movie screen as high and as wide as this inner gaze can see. At first, the screen is dark, blank. Then slowly, colors, patterns, lights, movements begin to emerge from the darkness. Watch whatever is arising with detached awareness, neither creating images nor pushing anything away. Continue to witness what your brilliant, quiet mind reveals. Now, a number of different things will be named, and envision them on a level of memory, intuition, and imagination as best you can. Jump from image to image as soon as you hear it. The feeling of warm sunshine, a locked door, breath in your low belly, the drum of your heartbeat, tropical purple and yellow fish swimming around a coral reef, a moment of decisiveness, a human skeleton, a brave warrior going into battle, a sink full of dirty dishes, a joyful expression, the expansiveness of outer space, a warm bubble bath, complete stillness, a white sandy beach, a stack of rocks, the feeling of your bare feet on the ground, warm fuzzy knitted mittens, a temple on the cliff of a mountain, letting go, the feeling of your pulse in your hands, the spark of creativity, a barking dog, the fluid movement of your body, a lantern in the darkness, utter confusion, the full moon, a peacock feather, restful sleep, a majestic oak tree, taking a deep breath, a secluded wooded forest, a lazy day at the beach, a cozy hotel room, a sincere apology, the entrance to a cave, a pair of well-worn shoes, your front door, a soft breeze, the touch of silk, your body resting. Imagine now that you are seated on a soft piece of earth overlooking a beautiful view of rolling hills and fields. Your back rests against the trunk of a massive oak tree whose leaves and branches shade you from the warmth of the sun. You lean and snuggle, nuzzle back into the trunk that supports you fully, and you get a real sense of the size and the strength of this beautiful oak tree. As you sit, lean, and drift deeper into relaxation, it's as though you lose your sense of self and become one with this living, breathing manifestation of Mother Nature. Visualize your legs intertwining and merging with the enormous roots stretching, digging deep down into the earth, securing the trunk into the ground. Know that no storm could tear it, uproot it from the soil. This tree has stood firm for a century or more, and will stand for many more to come. Drawing strength from deep within the earth. Then imagine stretching your arms into the sky and see those two becoming blurred as your arms merge with the branches that are reaching, stretching up to the skies and the heavens. Feel the power, the majesty of the oak stretching towards the sun and drawing the power of sunlight down to feed the leaves which rustle gently in the breeze. Soak up the sunlight into every cell of your being. Feel the power, the strength, the security that being a channel for heavenly and earthly forces, gifts, gives to you. When you're ready, sense the weight of your body leaning, resting against the weight of the majestic oak tree. And find gratitude within your heart for this moment of support, of groundedness, of nourishment. Reflecting here, feel rooted, supported, held, and nourished. A few breaths here. As you lean against the tree, a slight cool fills the air and leaves begin to descend down, falling from their branches, landing to the earth in front of you. These leaves land in a very planned, particular pattern. Of course, reminding you of spelling out your Sankalpa, your I vow promise statement of becoming. See it spelled out in beautiful leaves from this beautiful oak and repeat it 3 times to yourself with faith, with feeling. And return to the sensations arising from your physical body. Feel the support underneath you drop into all the places where your body is touching the earth. Back of head, neck, shoulders, backs of arms, hands, shoulder blades, the buttocks, the calves, the heels. And bring your attention back to the natural breath moving in and out of the nostrils. Breathing naturally. Not forcing the breath, just breathing with ease. Maybe you begin to inhale through the nose. Exhale through an open mouth, a gentle sigh. Continue, if you choose, inhaling through the nose into the low belly. Exhale from low belly up, breathe out through the mouth. Feel that buzz of aliveness, that warmth begin to spread through your belly, the whole torso, the arms, out through fingertips, legs, toe tips, face, through crown. Coming back online. Breathing fully here. You can awaken fingers and toes, little movement here, shimmies, shakes. Maybe you stretch the arms and the legs. Any rotations, rocking, sounds, silly faces. Take your time. You can hug and ease in, roll to your side. Maybe you want to stay right here. That's perfect. Come to belly or a seat. Take your time. When you're ready, open your eyes. Not needing to focus on anything. Open your eyes and feel everything. Open the eyes, not needing to focus on anything. Feel everything. Notice being alive in this moment. Grateful for it. As strong as an oak. As grounded, as supported, as nourished. Feel that, be that, embody that. And know that this practice, these practices, are here for you always. Never alone. Always supported. And with hands at heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend. Stand tall.